Ready?
Yep.
Hey, welcome to the TechEd Countdown Show. This is TechEd Countdown Show number 5.
Correct, but we have made a mistake last week. We got too excited. We jumped the gun. We advanced everything by a week. So actually, this is T-6 for North America.
Yes.
And T-9 for Madrid, for TechEd Europe.
And this is all about the atmosphere. So
yes.
The whole point about this particular episode is trying to get some atmosphere of what our cities are like. And, well, we don't really have the budget to go to Madrid and New Orleans.
This may look like Madrid, but it's not. This is actually, this is in Austin, Texas, because we're on the road.
It's Malaga, a tapas bar.
One of the top tapas bars in Austin, Texas. They graciously opened the doors for us and gave us a nice sampler of stuff of Nibblies to go off and try. That's part of the atmosphere.
And of course, it's dark and great mood lighting. So
if you notice this ghostly look to our faces, because we're trying to be discreet with our filming as we're doing this.
We're in the middle of the tapas bar. Yes. So tapas, let's talk about tapas a little bit and talk about the tradition of tapas and kind of like more the eating atmosphere.
So I've been told that if I go out for dinner or supper or something to eat at around 6 or 7 o'clock at night when I normally would, all the places are going to be closed. And that's because you're supposed to go at some point in the afternoon to be able to sit down on a nice patio, people watch, look at the people, enjoy social and network with people.
Absolutely.
And then eat little finger foods or tapas, as it is. There's different types of tapas.
Yep. All sorts of different tapas. And here's the great thing. This is what I love about it. Tapas is not go to a single location.
No?
Tapas is all about basically bar hopping.
Bar hopping.
It's basically you're going from one place to another enjoying a beverage.
Yes.
So I happen to have a mojito.
Yes, and I am I'm a big fan of sangria, and apparently this is really good sangria.
And then we have a number of different tapas here. Now, this one is my favorite here, Rick.
Ooh,
because
look at that.
And hopefully y'all can see this without us dumping it all over. It's meat and cheese.
You wouldn't let me have some before we started the shoot because I would eat it all. So.
Yes, and I'm going to put it over here where it's out of your way.
So that one there is technically, I got my chichi here. That is called the Plato de Carne y Queso o Fruta.
Nice Spanish, eh?
I didn't take Spanish in high school. In Canada, we take French.
Okay.
Not Spanish.
All right.
Then we also have olives. Now, you're not an olive fan, but I love
not
olives.
Not a huge olive fan.
So this is called Asientas Alinadas, or olives.
And hopefully you can see there.
I will warn you, though. Oh, some of them have pits, some of them don't. That one doesn't. So don't just bite into it. Make sure you find out beforehand. And then we have one more that we need to try out.
I am so ready to eat these guys here.
You gotta tip those guys down there.
This is phenomenal.
That one there is called Croquetas de Pollo y Jamón Serrano.
It's serrano, peppers, chicken, croquettes.
Okay.
And I'm seriously, the minute that we're finished shooting here, I am going to eat this.
It's like a fancy jalapeno popper, but European style.
Okay.
Yes. So enjoy doing some stuff in the afternoons. We have sessions, we have breaks to be able to accommodate some sort of stuff, but basically tapas is where you get your fill. A friend of mine that grew up in Madrid actually said that you can, for about the cost of 2 or 3, maybe even 4 beer, fill your belly completely with tapas as you go. It's almost like nuts that they hang out on the bars in North America, except it's phenomenal looking food like this.
And drinks.
Yes.
So it's a get a couple of different tapas. A key piece of advice here, find out what that particular location, the bar, restaurant is known for.
Awesome.
Because different bars are known for different different tapas.
Now, one thing they do have in Europe they don't have here, apparently, is a ginormous leg of pork. A bacon, or big rack of something that they literally sit there and they carve off slices of it.
Ooh, baby.
Very salty, makes you want to drink more. I guess that's why.
Yeah.
And very, very flavorful. So we couldn't get the big lamb of whatever that is, or big leg of pork or beef or lamb or whatever it is. We couldn't get that. It's ham.
Yeah.
Ham, it's pig.
It sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome, so I'm definitely going to be doing that.
One thing we forgot to tell them, we're dressed like twins today.
Yes, today.
Because we've got the Madrid spirit, wearing the Real Madrid jersey.
Right, so if you want to get extra bonus points with the local crowd, find yourself a couple of these. Thanks, Denise, for setting us up with these. And setting us up with this. This is the place to go to be able to go off and get the right kind of clothing, right kind of food, right kind of beverage to be able to celebrate and enjoy yourself in Madrid.
So now, we've got a lot of tapas to consume.
Yes, but What do you do after you've done your tapas? What do you do for dinner? When is dinner served?
Dinner starts at 10.
10 o'clock
or
at night.
Later. On average, most people eat right around 10:30 p.m.
Okay, it's interesting. I guess we can survive with that. Just have to have more tapas.
Yeah, we're going to have more tapas. Now, I am going to take us from our fake Madrid to our fake New Orleans.
Oh, we still don't have budget to fly to New Orleans from here?
No, we still not even New Orleans.
Okay.
So we're going to go through the magic of cameras and editing. We're going to New Orleans. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Well, you gave us a little bit of taste of Spain. I have brought you to a little taste of New Orleans.
You've transported us.
Yeah, but we didn't really have the budget to go all the way to New Orleans twice.
That's true.
So since we were in San Antonio, I figured we would visit one of my favorite spots in New Orleans, but it's also in San Antonio, and that would be Pat O'Brien's.
Right, so it's a little tiny slice of New Orleans here in San Antonio, and as you can see from the fountain behind us with the flames in the water, that's the exact same fountain. I know that I have probably fallen into it or gotten wet from it in New Orleans.
Almost fallen into it, right?
Yes, definitely. But it's here. Great music, great atmosphere here. And this show is about the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So, not too bad.
So I really couldn't decide on what type of atmosphere they should serve us.
Oh, that kind of atmosphere.
So I had them bring us the specialty drink sampler.
Yeah. These are the undecided. You don't know which one to have. They give you all of them at once. There is a legal limit to how many they can serve at once.
And this
is close
Texas,
to the max,
right? It's close to the max. All right. So we start with the Cyclone. Happens to be one of my favorite drinks here.
That's this one. I'm not going to drink it.
Right.
I'm going to show it.
Yep.
Cyclone.
There you go. There
that,
you go.
That one there is quite nice.
We also have the Purple People Eater.
Now, this one is a bit sharp.
A little bit sharp.
Yes, a little bit sharp.
Now this guy here, they call this the Rainstorm.
Well, you hope you don't want to run into too many of those while you're in New Orleans walking around, but it does happen.
It does happen. A Fuzzy Leprechaun.
Okay, I'll go with that one.
And this is the Pat O'Brien's Lemonade.
Okay.
Always a tasty treat.
And then that means that the last one on the rack must be their world famous Hurricane. Right
that's,
here.
Rick?
This is a Hurricane.
No, that's
not a Hurricane?
No.
That
is a Hurricane.
This must be a tropical depression.
Yeah,
this one over there.
Now, the great thing about the Hurricane is you can keep the glass.
Okay. That's kind of like the same thing as when you eat a 42-ounce steak, you get to keep the steak. I mean, sorry, they pay for the steak.
Yes, sir, you can keep the steak after you eat 42 ounces.
They pay for the steak.
But, for a small additional fee, they'll wrap it up for you, a good clean one, not the one you drink out
of. Okay, nice.
Right? A nice clean one, and you can take it with you, and it's, a Hurricane. World famous Pat O'Brien's. Originally established December the 3rd, 1933, in the French Quarter.
Okay, so you get to actually see the originally founding one, which is quite nice. This one's
Actually, I have to stop you.
What?
It's not the actual original one.
No?
Because they had actually closed the original one and moved to their current location in December of 1942.
Well, you are a wealth of information, my friend.
Well, no, I have a menu here that's telling me everything that I need to know.
Now you're just showing up. Now you're just showing up. Okay.
So, not just about, New Orleans, known for their libations, known for great live music and a lot of things, but there's another aspect about Tech Ed, particularly Tech Ed North America, that I happen to love, the social aspect of the crew.
Yes, we have talked about the crew in passing in a couple of the shows. We'll be doing some stuff specifically about online socializing and that sort of stuff, but the crew is actually a group of individuals that created this. How long ago has this been around for?
Oh, I want to say 5, 6, maybe even longer.
Five, six years.
Sorry, Bender.
Yeah, Bender
I forgot, yeah.
But
we'll put it in the post.
You got to put it in the post. They have a Facebook page which they basically congregate around, and anyone can join, and trust me, they have low standards for entry because I was accepted.
I didn't want to say it. You did, buddy.
But it's again, not just an organization looking to try to hook you up with where the latest party is and what's going on. That's one of the things they do.
Oh, okay.
They also look at connecting you together from a professional perspective to say, you know what, hey, you know networking, I know networking. Let's get together and talk and do some stuff. So it's definitely a professional networking organization with a social aspect to it taking place during Tech Ed.
For both developers and IT pros.
Yes, it's not
and the other thing that I love about the crew is they also have a huge focus on community activities.
Yes.
They love to give back. They love to donate their time and efforts. So it's a great thing. You can find them on Twitter, hashtag the crew, and that's T-H-E-K-R-E-W-E.
Yep.
Also look for them on the Facebook group. It is an invite-only group, but go ahead and submit your request.
They'll let you in.
They'll let you in because they let you in. And I highly recommend it. If you join the crew, you will not eat lunch alone.
Right. So definitely check out the crew. There are other groups that also do social activities while they're there.
Absolutely.
This is not part of the crew. I know that we have a Women in IT lunch, and people put up signs on tables to say, hey, they already started a thread. Anyone coming in from Boston, anyone coming in from wherever it is, different locales and geography also do little table lunches, that sort of stuff. You just have to keep your ear to the ground. Follow the Twitters. The hashtag for TechEd Online for North America is MS TechEd. And you'll find out who's doing what and where and what's going on.
Another great place also, we keep saying this, we keep bringing it up, but the forums on Channel 9. Channel9.msdn.com/forums is the place that you want to go to get all of that information. And I think we have a little bit of atmosphere that we need to take care of here.
Definitely have to take care of this. Just in case you're wondering, we are going to be covering food in much more detail in a little while, but not this episode because we just ran out of time. But I don't know which one I'm going to have first.
Yeah. First of all, make sure you've registered. If you have not registered, msteched.com. TechEd North America, June 3rd through the 6th, in, of course, New Orleans, Louisiana.
You got it.
And we've got TechEd Europe, which is, I actually have to look it up, June 26th through the 28th. But we know it was in Madrid because we consumed massive tapas.
Tapas is definitely good. You'll be changing your eating patterns for a while now.
Absolutely. This is, now that we figured it out, actually T-minus 6 weeks and counting.
We are correcting.
To TechEd North America, this is the countdown show. We will see you next week.
See ya.
Thank you.